KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies at 17 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today with light snow developing later this afternoon and a high of 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the Harlan Community School District Board of Directors Friday announced the three finalists in their superintendent search. On Thursday, the board conducted semifinalist interviews via Zoom with all seven candidates. After reviewing the semifinalist interviews and all application materials, there were three candidates that were selected. They include Dr. Jennifer Barnett. Dr. Barnett is currently serving as the Executive Director of Targeted Services and Supports for the Green Hills Area Education Association. Previously, Dr. Barnett served as the Regional Administrator for Green Hills AEA and a 23-year tenure with the Council Bluffs Community School District as Executive Director of Student and Family Services, principal, assistant principal, guidance counselor, and special education teacher. Andy Irwin is currently the superintendent and elementary principal at Harris Lake Park CSD Community School District. He served in that capacity for the past 4 years. Previously, Irwin served as the assistant principal and activities director for the Shenandoah Community School District, 7th through 12th grade principal and activities director at East Mills, assistant principal and activities director at Fairbury, Nebraska, social studies teacher at Creighton Community School District, and industrial tech teacher at East Mills. And Robert Scott is currently the associate superintendent of Davenport Community School District. He served in that capacity for the past 8 years. Previously, Mr. Scott served as principal at the Davenport Central High School, associate principal at Davenport Central, physical education teacher at Wood Intermediate School in Davenport, 13 years as physical ed, math, and health teacher at two schools in Illinois, and he served for 2 years in the Army. You can read more about each of those individuals in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Finalist interviews will be conducted on campus on February 11th. Included that day will be district and community tours, interviews with two mixed interview teams comprised of administrators and directors, teachers, support staff, parents and community members, and students, and an interview with the school board. Following completion of the interviews on February 11th, the board will meet to review feedback from all stakeholders involved in the interview process and tentatively select a new superintendent for the Harlan Community School District. The new superintendent will officially start his or her tenure on July the 1st. In the interim, between the hire and officially beginning, the successful candidate will be involved in a number of transition activities for the district. The person chosen for the position will replace interim school superintendent Lynn Johnson, who was hired in July of 2019. She was selected to replace Justin Wagner, who resigned in May of that year. Grunmeyer Leader Services assisted the board with the search. Initially, a community stakeholder survey was utilized. Based on this data, the board approved several desired characteristics for the next superintendent. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office Friday said a man from Illinois was arrested that same day on an active Fremont County warrant connected to the death of a dog at a truck stop near Percival. The incident was caught on video December 11th. 36-year-old Roy Washington of Chicago was arrested after deputies were able to determine the dog's owner, who reported the dog was taken from her residence without consent by Washington. Washington is being held in the Cook County, Illinois jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond while awaiting extradition to Iowa. And Fremont County Sheriff's deputies Wednesday arrested a man on an active Fremont County warrant. Authorities say 39-year-old Joseph Dale Lincoln Hoker was arrested for domestic abuse, assault causing injury or mental illness, first offense, and child endangerment. Lincoln Hoker was released after posting a $2,000 cash or surety bond. Authorities are investigating the death of a 21-year-old woman who was found unconscious in the parking lot of a sorority house at Iowa State University. The Ames Police Department responded to a medical call just before 10 a.m. Friday at the Delta sorority after a caller reported finding the woman. Police say the 21-year-old Olivia Kucic was pronounced dead at the scene by medical personnel. The woman is a student at Iowa State. Police say she'd apparently been in the parking lot for several hours before she was found. According to KCCI, her family released a statement Friday night saying, "It is with great sadness that we confirm that Olivia Chudich, our beloved daughter, died in Ames. Olivia was the light of our lives. We ask for privacy as we grieve this unimaginable loss." And they thanked you for the Iowa State University also issued a statement saying the Iowa State community is saddened to learn the death of one of our students. Our thoughts are with her family and friends during this difficult time. ISU, they said, is cooperating with Ames Police, which is leading the investigation, and the university is providing support and resources for students who are impacted. Police say while there does not appear to be any threat to the community, the death remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call Ames Police at 239-5133 or an anonymous tip line at 239-5533. You can contact Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa also at 515-223-1400. Online tips may be submitted to crimestoppersofcentraliowa.com. A federal judge in Washington says a right-wing conspiracy theorist from Iowa seen prominently in videos taunting a U.S. Capitol police officer during the January 6th riot must remain in custody. U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly on Friday halted the release of Douglas Jensen that had been ordered by a federal magistrate judge in Iowa on Thursday. Kelly ordered Jensen to be transported to Washington to face charges. The Iowa judge had allowed Jensen's release to home confinement in Des Moines, but he gave federal prosecutors time to appeal. Kelly issued another order requiring U.S. Marshals to bring Jensen to Washington from Iowa forthwith. One winning ticket was sold in the $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot. The top prize drawn on Friday is the third largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. The winning numbers were 4, 26, 42, 50, and 60, and the Mega Ball was 24. The winning ticket was sold at a Kroger store in Novi, Michigan. The Mega Millions jackpot had been growing since September 15th when the winning ticket was sold in Wisconsin. Last night's drawing comes 2 days after a ticket sold in Maryland matched all six numbers drawn and won a $731.1 million Powerball jackpot. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Cynthia A. Peterson, age 98, of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Cynthia Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Arlene Gustafson, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died December 22nd. Funeral services for Arlene Gustafson will be today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Robert Leroy Stewart, age 90, of Council Bluffs, died January 14th. A private family mass of Christian burial for Robert Stewart will be today at 1 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ron Shipley, age 71, of Atlantic, died January 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Ron Shipley will be this Sunday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorraine Coors, age 88, of Garner and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Graveside services for Lorraine Coors will be on Monday at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery with the Cataldo Funeral Home of Garner in charge of arrangements. Richard Weston, age 68, of Grant, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Richard Weston will be Tuesday, 2 o'clock, in the Grant Cemetery. The Wolf Billings Funeral Chapel of Villisca is in charge of arrangements. Robert Kelly, age 68, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Robert Kelly will be Wednesday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Face masks and social distancing are required. The service will be live-streamed on Roland's website with the details to be provided as we get closer to the funeral time. Karen Radcliffe Mulgard, age 79, of Atlantic, died Wednesday, also at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Karen Mulgard will be next Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bob Jones, age 93, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres. Private family services for Bob Jones will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Linda McCall, age 77, of Orient, died Tuesday in Creston. Private family services will be held for Linda McCall. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Rosina Ann Peterson, age 53, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic and Shelby, died Sunday. A memorial service for Rosina Peterson will be held at a later date with the Recon Funeral Home assisting the family. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.